So today we're reading a story called Poor Louis. This story was written by Tony Fucile, and it is read today by Mommy and Crunchy Kid. What are you crunching on? Carrot sticks? Are you a rabbit? He's a baby bunny who is munching. A munching baby bunny. Oh, cute little guy. Well, whatever it is that you're doing with us, friends, if you're on the road going somewhere, if you're cuddling up for a good night's sleep, if you're having a snack, we hope you enjoy. Let's get down to it. Okay, so poor Louis. When we open the page, the book, we see a little puppy dog all by himself, and he says,
"Oh, hello. You're probably wondering what I'm doing here in the dark by myself with all this stuff."
Oh, yeah. He looks like he's got his bone and his bowl and his blankie.
If you guessed that I tried to run away tonight, you're right. I did. Why? Well, that's a long story. I can tell you if you'd like. My name is Louis, by the way. Or it was. Now they just call me Poor Louis.
Oh, Louis. How sad. He does look really sad. Let's see what happens.
My life was great. Every morning started with a walk, rain or shine.
And in the pictures, we do see him going for a walk with his people. He's got a human lady and a human man, and they're out walking him around.
On Sundays, we would do fun things, like go for a stroll in the park and eat ice cream or go shopping.
Oh, that does sound like a really good day, right? Going to the park and getting ice cream and going shopping? Ooh.
Pretty much every day of the week ended the same way. Dinner, a movie, a kiss goodnight, and then off we went to sleep.
And in the picture, we get to see him with them. He's eating a meatball. Yum. And then he gets to sleep on their bed with them. All cuddled in.
Once in a while, Mom and I would have playdates with her friends, and it was great. And everyone paid attention to me. But then one day, they started to appear.
They. In the picture, we get a hint of what they are. Can you see what they are?
Not one.
Not one.
Not two.
Not two.
Not three.
Not three.
But four.
Four.
Babies.
Babies.
You want to see where?
Yeah, show them.
One, two, three.
I have another surprise for you.
What?
It's not just four babies, because look, there's one baby inside of that mommy, and when they're and over here and over here, there's a bunch. Looks like it's a baby shower, and I'm going to guess this mommy is the mommy that's about to have her baby. Yep, there's a lot of babies in this picture.
First there was one, then two, then four, and they pulled on my ears and squeezed my tummy. Mom!
Oh, you know, that's the thing about babies. When they start to crawl, they maybe they don't understand that they have to be gentle hands on pets. Babies are notorious for not understanding that stuff yet. So you have to kind of keep pets a little bit separate from babies, you know. Poor Louis, says the mommy as she cuddles him.
Yeah, I know, they smell good, They do walk on all fours. I'll give them that. But, jeez, all I could say was, thank goodness we never have one of those in our house. Yep. Life was pretty perfect with just the three of us. And then, let me tell you, things got weird. First, it was dinner. Cold. On the floor.
Aw, his dog food bowl is on the floor. No meatballs in it this time. And it looks like maybe something is wrong with the mom because she's holding her nose like she doesn't like the smell of the dog food. And the dad says, "Oh, poor Louie."
I still had my walks, I guess. Sort of.
Now, when we saw them walking earlier, the dad had his coat held out over poor Louie so he didn't get wet. But now he holds the coat out over the mom.
Bedtime wasn't fun anymore.
Oh, now listen to this. The mom and dad are in bed. They're not watching a movie. They're reading something. Do you want to hear what they're reading?
What?
Pablo Packard, Patrick Paul, Peabody, Percival, Peter, Peyton,
Packard, says the dad. He likes that name.
What are those things that they're listing off?
Names.
Over time, Mom's belly grew and grew and grew. Until one night, it kicked me.
Boop. And in the picture, oh my goodness, yes. He did get kicked right in the little chin. Did you know that when mommies have their babies, can move around inside of them and kick? It's true. Yep.
From that night on, I slept on the floor. Just me and my food dish. Things couldn't possibly get worse, right? Wrong. One day, Mom and Dad came home with lots of new stuff. And at first, it seemed okay. There were two beds. Fine. Two hiking pouches. Good. Can't have enough of those. Two sweaters. So cute. And two hats. Okay, but wait a minute, I thought. What's that thing? Two seats? And that's when it hit me.
Uh-oh.
Poor Louie.
There are going to be not one, but two
babies
in poor Louie's imagination.
One of those creatures I could handle, but two? No way. Then Mom and Dad just rushed off and left me all alone, not even a kiss goodbye. Well, that was the last straw. I got all of my things together and ran away forever. The coast was clear. I was on my way when...
Louie, now how did you get out?
Oh, the neighbor found him, scooped him up.
I must have let the door open. Your mom and dad will be home soon. Back you go.
Oh, he was so close. He'd gotten out the hallway and nope. Now the neighbor has put him back. And so now he's back in the dark apartment all alone.
And that's it. The end. My life is over. You can close the book now. Thanks for listening.
Oh. But is it the end? No, no, because the door has opened behind him and light is now coming into the room where he was sitting all alone in the dark. And it's his... They're in the house, and the mom says, Lou? Louie, meet your baby brother.
My brother. My baby brother?
And it is.
It's the cutest little baby in the whole wide world.
And do you know why there were two seats and two hats and two sweaters? Not because there were two babies, but so that the mommy and daddy could match their dog to their baby. They got a puppy sweater and a human sweater, and they got a puppy hat and a human hat, and they put them both in the stroller together. That's pretty funny, don't you think? And as they walk away, the dad looks at the mom and he says, "Poor Louie." Because he now has a little brother to play with. How? What are they going to name the baby? The human baby? I don't know. What do you
know.
Packard.
I know.
What do you think?
I think it's going to go like this. The baby's going to be named Poor.
Uh-huh.
And Louie's going to be named Louie.
So everyone would say, "Here comes Poor and Louie." That's funny.
Or, The mom and the dad, when they're calling the kid and the dog, they could be like, "Poor Louie."
Mm-hmm. That would be really funny, wouldn't it? Do you think that Louie's going to be happy having a human now to play with? Yeah, me too. On his ears and stuff. I'm sure that his parents will take good care of him. And now we must say the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.